Handling warranty parts and labor. How manufacturer parts warranties actually work for the contractor. What's covered, what isn't, who pays labor, why registration matters, and how to bill warranty work so you're not doing it for free. From the launch my HVAC knowledge base. What it is. When a part fails under warranty, the customer often thinks warranty means free. It rarely does for the contractor. A manufacturer parts warranty typically replaces the failed part, but the labor to diagnose and install it, the refrigerant, the shipping, and your trip are usually not covered. If you handle warranty work without understanding and communicating that, you'll end up eating labor on someone else's part and wondering where your money went. This article is how warranty actually works on the business side so you get paid for the work you do. How it works. A manufacturer parts warranty is a promise from the equipment maker to replace defective parts for some period, commonly several years on parts, often longer on compressors and heat exchangers if the system was registered. That promise is about the part, not your labor. When a covered part fails, the manufacturer through your supplier gives you a replacement part at no charge, but the labor to swap it is between you and the customer. So a warranty repair has two halves. The part covered, you get it free or credited, and everything else. Diagnosis, labor, refrigerant, misc materials, your trip not covered, someone pays. Usually that someone is the homeowner. Unless they bought an extended labor warranty or you sold the install with a labor included guarantee. The job is to make all of that clear before you do the work, so it's under warranty doesn't turn into a fight at the invoice. In the field, verify coverage before you promise anything. Check the part's warranty status, model and serial, install date, and whether it was registered. Don't tell a customer a part is covered until you've confirmed it, because being wrong means you either eat the part or walk back a promise. Separate the part from the labor out loud. Explain it plainly. Good news, the part itself is covered under the manufacturer's warranty, so you don't pay for the part. There's still labor to diagnose and install it, plus refrigerant, and that part isn't covered. Most customers accept this when it's explained up front. The blow-up only happens when they assumed warranty equals totally free, and you didn't correct it early. Bill the labor at your real rate. Warranty labor is still your true cost per hour plus margin. The part being free doesn't mean your time is. Quote and collect the labor like any other repair. Handle the part logistics and account for them. You're often the one ordering the warranty replacement, sometimes returning the defective part to get the credit, and possibly fronting shipping. That handling has a real cost. Build it into your warranty labor pricing rather than absorbing it silently. Push registration at install. It protects everyone. Many warranties require the system to be registered within a window of the install date to get the full term. Unregistered units often drop to a shorter base warranty. Registering every install you do protects the customer's coverage and saves you the ugly conversation years later when a part you thought was covered isn't. Normal values and targets. Parts warranty covers the part, not your labor. This is the core fact. Labor, refrigerant, shipping, and trip are typically the customer's responsibility unless a labor warranty was purchased. Registration changes the term. Registered systems commonly get the full advertised parts warranty and the long compressor/heat exchanger terms. Unregistered ones often fall back to a shorter base period. Register every install. Extended labor warranties exist and shift the cost. A customer who bought a labor warranty from the manufacturer or your shop has the labor cover too. Know who's paying before you quote. Warranty handling has a cost. Ordering, return shipping the defective part, and the trip all consume time and money. Your warranty labor price should account for it. Common faults and what they mean. You ate labor on a warranty job. The customer assumed free and you didn't separate part from labor up front. Explain it before the work. Every time. Promised coverage that didn't exist. You didn't verify the part's status or registration before telling the customer. Confirm first. Promise second. Lost the part credit. You didn't return the defective part per the supplier's process. Track the return so the free replacement is actually free to you. Customer furious at the invoice. You said it was under warranty. They heard free. You meant the part. Close that gap with words at the start. Short warranty surprise years later. The install was never registered, so a part you expected covered isn't. Register at install to prevent it. Tech tips and gotchas. Under warranty never means free labor unless someone bought labor coverage. Burn this in and say it to every customer. The manufacturer covers the part. Your labor is separate. The single most common warranty mistake is letting the homeowner believe the whole repair is free, and then surprising them, or eating the labor yourself to avoid the fight. Set it straight up front and you avoid both. Register every install, no exceptions. Registration is a 5-minute task at install that protects the customer's full warranty term and protects you from the brutal conversation years later when an expected covered part has dropped to a short base warranty because nobody registered it. Make it part of your standard install closeout. Verify before you promise. Telling a customer that's covered before you've actually confirmed the model, serial, install date, and registration is how you get cornered into eating a part or retracting a promise. Check first. Commit second. Don't lose the defective part credit. Many warranties require you to return the failed part to get the replacement credited. Skip the return and that free warranty part becomes a part you paid for. Build the return into your process and track it. Price warranty handling like the work it is. Sourcing the warranty part, fronting shipping, returning the old one, and making the trip all cost you time and money. Bake that into your warranty labor rate so you're fairly paid for managing the claim. You're doing real work even when the part is free.